Well, Robert, at the end, yeah, you gave it a good shot, but you came up just short.
We did, we gave it a very good shot. Proud of the boys. Mm. Boys went in front of it. Go 9 points down, first 15 minutes. Didn't even start to come back within three at half time. I thought we made a chance to go to the second half, but Santana started very strong too. In the second half, a couple of scores. Alan Grant got a goal. So I thought, yes, we're back in this game. And they just up the far end and scores. Do we? Sort of, Robbie Green didn't go for us today, you know what I mean? It was one of them days. Yeah. The breaking ball didn't go for us. Can't say anything about the other man in the middle, but things happen.
Yeah. And I mean, you were always chasing it because they did such a good start. But, you know, at half time, you were very much in the game.
At half time, I felt the game was definitely taken. You know, they were 9 points up, they were cruising. They looked like an all star team. We had them on the right. You could see that Campbell was starting to hit the freeze wide near the end of the first half once we got back in the game. We felt at half time, they're cracking. But they get the scores to settle themselves. Once they get the scores, they bounced on.
Yeah. But you must be proud of each and every one involved because everybody really gave it their all.
I'm hurting at the minute, but I couldn't be any prouder than them young boys in there. The young boys are disappointed with the performance. But I felt that every young boy on the pitch played well. Mm. Every hurler played well. I don't think hurling won the game today. Mm. I think it was just maybe freeze and silly things that got there, but it wasn't hurling. Them young boys were excellent. You know, and I, as an Amaya has to proud of them. Mm. The whole club's proud of them.
And it's scant consolation, but, you know, maybe this time next year or a couple of years down the road, there's the makings of a really good team there. You're not far off.
Well, the last two Ulster things we've been in, we were nowhere near as close as we were there now. So, do you take it as a stepping stone and say we were closer this year? Don't know, the hunger's there, and hopefully we can bounce back. Maybe next year, maybe the year after, don't know. But the hunger's there to go and win it. Definitely is.
Yeah. And, you know, it really was a team performance because everyone played their part.
Every man. 1-15, man on the bench, water carriers, boys giving out hurls, every man. It's a team game. We showed that today, and we hurled well, but just wasn't to be on the day.
Yeah. And great support from a good crowd up to support you today from the city.
Oh, definitely. My thanks will go out to the support later on. You couldn't beat that there. They were like a 16th man at the time. Just unlucky. We couldn't get it for them. Disappointed for the support. But you could see after the match that they were proud of the boys and how well the boys played. The last couple of times maybe after we got beat, we were well beaten. The boys didn't show up for the support. But the day they showed up for them, and I think the supporters were proud of them.
And it does augur well for hurling going ahead, doesn't it?
Well, hurling in Derry City was maybe nothing maybe 10 years ago, but now it's starting to really build. And our underage numbers are getting bigger and bigger. That can really push on. There's a lot of young people in the stand today. If they're seeing our senior team out doing that, it has to give them a hunger for it now. So hopefully we can bounce on from, you know, maybe the under-12, under-14, 16, maybe bounce into the senior team next couple of years, see what happens.
And as Kevin Campbell, the captain of Satanta, said afterwards, I mean, he paid tribute to yourselves. There wasn't much between the sides. As you said, if you got maybe the little bit of rubble of green, or if you hadn't conceded all those points early on, it could have been a different story.
It could have been a different story. Like, talk about rubble of green. Brendan Quigley lobbed one in from centre-half back. It hit one post, go across, hits the other post and comes out. That goes in. We're sitting in now an extra time, aren't we? But, aye. Game's over now, we can't change it, and that's it. Just.
But ultimately, well done to all involved, and your lads, you're proud of them.
Oh, 100% proud. And I said to the boys down there, we're in the mile, we go again. Simple as, we go again, we keep going, we battle. The club's battled in that city, keep our hurling team going. We as a new team now, we go again next year, and hopefully bring the Ulster title home next year.